Back home, there's no Dáil this week, allowing election-obsessed TDs to spend more time in their constituencies. The Cabinet has, however, been meeting with expectations that it will name a chair for the long-promised COVID inquiry. Mary Regan of our political staff has been keeping an eye on developments. Mary, it looks like that inquiry is finally going to happen. So who's being linked to the position of chair?
Yes, and after some very long processes and promises in relation to this inquiry, we're now in the 11th hour before a general election being called possibly next week. And finally, the Cabinet is agreeing the process really that will give this the go ahead. They're still meeting ministers as we speak, but the name being discussed, and only one name has gone to Cabinet, is that of Professor Anne Scott. Now, she is an academic who's had a background in the area of philosophy and psychology, but she's also been quite active in many health roles. Most recently, she was in NUIG. She had a particular role in relation to promoting equality and diversity. And she was also appointed by the government in 2020 to chair the cervical check screening committee, which was, you know, to oversee changes to the screening program following a, you know, lengthy problems and controversies around that. She was appointed there. Now, the name has not been agreed as of yet, so there's no official white smoke. But once that name is agreed, that independent chair will be charged with setting up their own panel who look into events, who will then come up with the terms of reference. Now, this is 4 years on, of course, from when the pandemic first hit, when it consumed politics. An inquiry of this sort has always been inevitable, but there were delays, particularly in getting an independent chair, because it would have to be somebody who is an expert in their field, but also who is independent, someone who didn't take positions or comment or take opinions during the course of the pandemic, handling of the pandemic. Now, the Taoiseach on his way into Cabinet did say that, you know, it's very important that these issues are being looked into. He said it'll look at societal, economic effects of the COVID pandemic. And really, when such huge decisions were being made, the government taking on extraordinary powers, they spent $17 billion in handling the pandemic in the first year alone, and lots of decisions being made in real time. This is why this inquiry will be important. But there is a sense, and they're describing it as a COVID evaluation rather than inquiry, that it will be non-adversarial. It won't seek to apportion blame. The role here is to look factually at how it was handled and what lessons can be learned if in the future a similar event, God forbid, was to happen again.
Mary, many thanks. Mary Regan there of our political staff. We'll be hearing about Britain's hair shirt budget after this break.